Tessim Dorma from the opera Turandot. I will conquer, I will conquer. Welcome to Healthy Vision, the talk radio show to help you conquer your vision loss. Dr. Edward Kondrat is a board-certified ophthalmologist and homeopathic doctor, author of two best-selling books, and sought-after speaker. Healthy Vision is dedicated to bringing you the latest information for a lifetime of healthy sight and to help you conquer your eye problems. And now, your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat.
I just love that intro. That music is really inspiring for me. It's from the opera Turandot. The aria is Nessun Dorma, sung by Pavarotti. And it's all about conquering. And I'm your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and I'm here to help you conquer your vision loss. And I'm broadcasting from Dallas, Texas. I'm attending the Avazia Microcurrent Training Class, and spent some time here learning the latest microcurrent techniques from some really amazing people. I met the founder of the company, Tim Smith, who's a brilliant electrical engineer, and he was the one that designed the circuits and the computer chips for the Apollo spacecraft. So thanks to him, he landed the astronauts on the moon and brought them back. So those of you who are in that age group, remember that historic event that occurred in the 60s. So I met the founder, and now he's devoting his expertise in developing electrical equipment, microcurrent equipment, to help improve your health and your vision. So it was an exciting meeting for me. And on December the 9th, I'm going to have Tim Smith to be my guest. And so make sure you mark that on your calendar. He'll be joining me December the 9th. But right now, my good friend, Jay Yasker, is on the line with me. Jay, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good evening.
Yeah, Jay is, I really appreciate Jay right now because I started my homeopathic class. It's an online webinar, and I just forgot how valuable your book is, Jay. And it's called Homeopathic Dictionary. It's a great book because I told my class, I said, I don't care what your background is. You could be a medical doctor, a nurse, an engineer. You're going to be learning terminology that is, it's like learning a foreign language. And I don't know how you spent the time to put that book together, but I think it's really a godsend to help the beginning homeopathic student. But you know what, Jay, before we talk about your book, you know, it's great to give you a call because you're a Pennsylvania boy, and you and I grew up in Western Pennsylvania, so we'll be able to kind of talk the same slang and throw in some Pennsylvania words, huh?
That sounds good, Ed.
But before we talk about your book, I just want to, if you could share with the listeners, you know, how you got interested in homeopathy because your background is in pharmacy. So how did you get interested in homeopathy?